Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How Elon Musk's desire for SEX is causing some problems for Tesla.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And when naming his new cheaper car, the Model E, CEO of Tesla Elon Musk opted for something pithy and sexy, possibly more the latter. It was a marketing play on words of sorts that may have backfired. If you're confused, so are a lot of consumers. But here to explain Elon Musk's sexy play on words and how it may have missed the mark is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
If you wouldn't mind explaining how exactly Elon Musk came to naming the Model E here, what was his thinking?
Well, he wanted to name his vehicle lineup so that all the initials of the models would spell out the word sex. So the Model S, the sedan that's been out since 2012, that starts the word. He brought out a sport utility vehicle called the Model X, and then the next vehicle in his mind was going to be the Model E. But as he likes to tell the story, that Ford, however, had that trademark and prohibited him from using it. So he thought he was being clever and decided to call the new $35,000 sedan, he was going to call it the Model 3, because, as you know, the 3 kind of looks like an E, and you know, the joke kind of continues on.
Mm-hmm. And here we are. A risky move. Sometimes moves need to be a little risky, but did the risk pay off? How did it impact the marketplace?
Well, it was seen as quite clever and has resulted in lots of ink over the years. There was a magazine cover about a year ago with the Tesla lineup and kind of playing on that sex term. But now, as Elon Musk moves towards bringing the Model 3 to market, he says he's actually realizing that maybe the joke has backfired on him, because the consumer is beginning to think that the Model 3 is essentially like the next iPhone in the series of cars, and that this is the next greatest and best thing from Tesla because it's a number. And so the iPhone 8 is better than the iPhone 7, the Model 3 is really just another vehicle category that Tesla is trying to play in.
You know, speaking of Apple, another example of these phenomenons that exist in the marketplace on a similar wavelength, what's happening with Apple right now with the anticipation for the new iPhone 8 and how it's probably impacting 7 sales.
Well, that's what Apple CEO Tim Cook said this week. He says they've seen a pause in the market among some consumers wanting the next greatest, biggest thing. But in the car industry, this is not really how things typically play out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon, of course, to be excited for the next, say, version of the Mustang. If you're a Mustang owner and you want to buy another one. But the way that vehicles are named, the naming scheme, you know, it tends to kind of build on itself in luxury. If you look at BMW, for example, you have the 3 Series, which is a compact sedan. You've got the 5 Series, which is the midsize version, and then the flagship of the company is the 7 Series. You can see the walk, and the consumer can look at those vehicles and understand essentially that they're different price points. You know, if you're just trying to get into the luxury market, you're going to go to the 3 Series, and if you really have achieved many things, you're probably going to be the 7 Series, the idea being that a 3 Series owner would be aspiring to one day move up that ladder. And essentially that is where we are at the point in time for Tesla. Is Elon Musk is trying to build out his brand portfolio. He has this Model S sedan. It's a vehicle that typically sells for about $100,000, really not attainable to most buyers, and not the kind of vehicle that can make Tesla a mass market appeal or even move it beyond a niche luxury player. The Model 3, however, is with a starting point of about $35,000, is much more in line with the 3 Series from BMW, a vehicle that sells at much more higher volumes than the 7 Series for BMW, and which Elon Musk is really betting on taking the company, taking Tesla beyond niche player.
Right.
His predictions for production next year are in the tune of the half a million units. That's remarkable, right. Considering last year he did about 84,000 units of just the Model S and Model X.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Tesla and the Model E. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So now that we were able to do our part and clear a lot of this up, what can we expect on Elon Musk's part? Does he have plans to address this issue and clear up the miscommunication moving forward? Because obviously there's some money at stake here.
We started seeing about a month ago him tweeting that he said he was feeling like people were misunderstanding. There's been a company blog. And then yesterday, during the company's earnings, he talked on the analyst call about how he was going to be spending a lot of time talking about this issue going forward because of this kind of marketplace confusion. He says he's seen an impact on orders for new vehicles with consumers confused. And really, he's essentially promising a soft sell approach to the Model 3 going forward and the initial point, which is a little bit different. You know, you normally, when I hear from CEOs from global automakers and they're coming out with the next product, it is always the next best, greatest thing, and you just cannot hear enough of it, and you get pictures of them posing with it and whatnot. And here Elon Musk is tweeting that, just for everybody to be clear, that once the Model 3 comes out, he's still going to personally drive the Model S.
We'll leave it right there. Tim, thanks as always for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of all things Tesla, check out WSJ.com. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.